This is RSVNB Update, episode 391, recorded Friday, December 14th, 2012. Get me back to port. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us for our RSVNB update. Welcome to the show once again. This week, we are here with Alex 43.
I heard my name. I didn't do it.
Okay, that's good you didn't do it. King Cole is also here, who is our informer, editor, and my collaborator there over there.
Yes, we are conspirators of justice.
All right, so let us begin. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, let's forget about Trekkie. Who cares about him?
He always forgets about me anyway. I've expected this now. It's not the first time you did this, you know? You guys remember a couple of weeks ago when you did this?
Oh, yeah.
Completely you skipped me.
I am sorry anyway. About that. All right.
He's on to you, Shane. Be careful.
Well, sorry, what was that?
He's on to you, Shane. Be careful.
Yeah. So, this week, we're heading out to sea. With the band of Jagex software developers.
Yes, we are. Somebody's going overboard today.
Jane?
Yes, this is just to play our own ports ahoy. He thought that sailing was a new skill.
Get me back to port.
All right, now we got four others jumping in here.
Yo, you can play the whole thing. Yeah.
Yes, we shall listen to the whole thing.
Rocktail soup. So we got a whole selection here of J-Mods doing this. We've already seen Mod Mark, a bunch of the others.
Awesome. I love that part.
And you know who shot the gun? Paul M.
Come on, Shane, let's go on with the show tonight. Before we all get tired and fall asleep at night.
30 seconds. All right. So,
awesome.
New requirements for all Jagex software developers. Be able to dress up as pirates and climb aboard a ship.
Totally worth the watch.
All right. That was the introduction video for player owned ports that released this week. If you want to watch that again, head over to the YouTube RuneScape channel and you can find it there, or better yet, just click the link at update.rsbnb.com. All right.
What do you mean by if they want to watch it again? Of course they're going to watch it again. That was awesome.
See, Kala, here, you and I are the only ones that seem to find this video funny. Everyone else finds it hilariously bad.
Well, of course it's hilariously bad, but that's why it's hilarious.
I know.
We just want Shane to swear a little bit more.
I don't know, but I mean, you know, that's a perfectly good idea. If someone's going to swear on this show, I'm going to get one of those gun things, you know, that I can just shoot whenever rather to bleep the sound out, just like Paul M. used in the video.
You could bring back the sound effect soundboard that you used to use.
Oh, yeah, I still got that, actually. I just haven't needed it.
Don't encourage him.
I like encouraging him. It's funny.
Hello, I'm going to kill you.
I know you will.
All right. So, back on top of things for all you people out there who are looking for a serious podcast.
Where?
They're they're listening to a nerdy podcast about a video game. I don't think they have anything better to do. Except maybe Dano, but then again, he has plenty of time ways.
Yeah, we'll get to him later. So, those of you who have level 90 and at least one at Fishing, Herblore, Prayer, Runecrafting, Thieving, or Slayer, as well as RuneScape membership, can take ownership of your very own port town.
Sorry, farmers.
Yeah, unfortunately, but I fulfill the Herblore, Prayer, and Runecrafting requirements.
Dang.
Only thing I don't fit is the Runecrafting and the Thieving.
Okay.
The Thieving, I'm very close. I just haven't felt like doing it. And Runecrafting, I get it. I actually spend time in, in the Runespan.
Alex, what about you?
Me? I've got Prayer, I've got Thieving, and I've got Herblore.
Okay.
I actually just got Thieving yesterday.
Right. Very nice.
And I'm sorry, Patrick's here. I mean, Kala's here, but he's not a RuneScape member, so he's just here for a bit of...
We're here to poke fun at Shane and laugh about it later.
Yeah, there you go. That works.
I also don't have level 90 in any of those skills, so it would be very difficult for me to try this out, I think.
Yeah, but you can compare it with the DOF system in Star Trek Online later. I won't talk Stowe. I'll leave that to you.
Okay, then we're never talk about it, period.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So anyway...
take us away to our very own port.
Okay, so the port is on Port Sarum, and... as you enter the area, you find that the port here is completely ransacked, destroyed, in shambles, rats, pests, everything. And as you're trying to figure out what to do, suddenly you get a bunch of angry Chinamen coming at you, like, "Hold on, hold on, hold on!" And then they went and started charging some little 18-year-old girl. But you managed to kill them by throwing a barrel full of gunpowder, and the other guy actually managing to blow it out with the crossbolts. Don't know how that works, but
I missed my cutscene terminated abruptly, so that's what happened.
And then you find that, hey, you want to be partners? Why wouldn't we partner with you? I don't know, because you sound cool. Oh, okay. And that's about it. You send guys on missions and send them on adventures, sailing on.
And for what it's worth, you don't have to do anything except stocking the ship and assigning a crew to it and making modifications to the ship to ensure that it will be successful.
Mm-hmm. Although I don't know how your friend ended up losing at 100%, but maybe they got hit by a storm or Godzilla came in or something.
I don't know. It was kind of weird. Now, I was actually just reading an FAQ stated, and the Jackbot said that it is impossible to fail on 100%. He assures us that it's impossible.
So maybe it was 99.9?
Probably.
And just
but even
up.
Still, I mean, to fail on a 99.9, that is just incredibly bad luck.
Well, you know what? I once, Shane and I have experience where we lost people having on Star Trek Online where we sent people on vacation. How they die during a vacation is totally mind-boggling.
You can send people on vacation?
Yeah.
In the other game.
Why?
Other game.
One of mine died in a counseling appointment. I don't know how that happened either. Must have had an overload of stress.
Okay, but anyway, back to this game. So you get one ship first and send it on a mission.
I named it the Enterprise.
Yes,
of course you did.
I wanted to name it one other thing, but didn't have the selection. I was kind of ticked.
What do you want to name it?
I wanted to name it the Plundering Biscuit and make it a battleship. Can you imagine the shock value? Like, I got destroyed by a biscuit. You what? Was it a biscuit? So anyway, you get little missions you can do to gather resources to fix up the docks and the ships, and you get money, port money to get crew members. Of course, you get your really bad
ones.
There's
six of them in total.
Yeah,
okay. One for each skill.
Those are special crew members, actually. Like, you can hire a whole bunch of guys, but these guys are like special guys that go on special missions for you.
Yeah, that's right.
And anyway, what was the other thing? So anyway, you're in there and you send on missions, and you know the whole idea behind it is that in the long run, you're supposed to get scrolls. These scrolls will allow you to make armor.
Rocktail soup.
No, I don't care about that. That sounds disgusting. Anyway, you get to make new melee armor. You see, what was it? The Tetsu armor, the Death Lotus gear, and the Sea Singer robes for each of the disciplines, and they come in tradable and non-tradable versions. Non-tradable obviously have better stats than the tradable ones, picking up not only the best armor in game, but true status symbol for RuneScape's most dedicated players. And the thing is in real time, so if it says it's going to take 29 minutes, it's going to take 29 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, one of the things I always did was just, as of right now anyway, is send them on a mission, turn off the computer, do what I need to do. When I'm done, come back. Oh, it's done.
Yeah.
All right.
And now, that's good for you, but that's a problem for the rest of us people who like to play RuneScape in its entirety. Because the way the port system is set up, you actually have to go to the port in Port Sarum to access the ports. Meaning, if I'm in the middle of a Slayer task or a Barrow's run, sometimes you can be there doing things for more than a half hour. It would just be very nice to have the ability to access your port from anywhere in game.
I actually knew you would say that too, but I think probably maybe something higher up. Actually, you do. You'd have a book for that.
Yeah, you have the captain's log. You can see what happened, but you can't send people on voyages with that.
But
hey, I've got a good idea. What if you could access it from anywhere, provided you have 90 magic, like magic level?
There you go. That's a good idea. Very
good
idea.
The lunar spell NPC contact.
Yeah,
or that.
But the thing is, it's also as you go up the time it takes to complete a mission, it will increase. So I'm getting like wonder about an hour. That decreases if you really, really stock up on those on the speed, the rudder upgrades. But right now I'm done with one every hour. So
okay.
For the super long ones, right now I'm getting lots of gunpowder, lots and lots and lots of gunpowder. I need the gunpowder.
Oh, Alex, and, what are you up to for time for missions?
For time permissions, I'm working a full-time job, so I actually take full advantage of it. I get up in the morning, I send my ships off, and then I go to work, and then I send my ships off, and then I eat lunch, send my ships off twice. And then when I get home, I send my ships off, and by about that time, I'm out of missions.
Okay.
Oh, man, yesterday I was so mad. I was like, I still had a couple hours. It was like, oh, my missions are done. The ones I can do are like 20%. I can't even get it up any higher. I was like, so I had to.
So do them anyways. Just send them off there and hope to goodness they don't die.
Actually, one of my guys did die today.
You guys die all the time.
He died when I was trying to overthrow a totalitarian government.
Well, that's a valiant effort.
No, I think he was the drunk. So I'm guessing he probably slipped on a bottle and fell overboard.
And that's why the overthrow failed.
Yeah, maybe he's one in the video, because I showed this video to Paul, and Paul said one of the guys in here looks like he's hungover.
Anyway, so you get another person called Meg. Meg is a wannabe adventurer who can be found in port. You can tell her to, you can say, shut up, Meg. Or you can help her out.
What did you say if you tell her that?
I don't know.
I haven't actually tried it, but what did she
say? Nor have I, but I want to try it next time. Anyway,
I'm scared to try it.
You can send her off to do these, you know, tasks to make her better as an adventurer, and she gives you a little lamp as a reward.
Oh, and then these give you XP and certain skills, right?
You got 16k hunter.
Nice.
Ooh, nice. Jinx.
Right.
Let's see, what else is there?
Then what's this quiz thing? Once a week she'll ask questions about adventuring scenarios, then head off to tackle dangerous dungeon and ferocious monsters.
That's all it really is. You talk to her, and then she'll ask you a bunch of questions, and then depending on how you answer them, she'll get better reward. That's exactly how it works. Just basically answer her questions. She goes off, she follows your instructions to the letter, and you can either send her to her death or send her to her fortune.
I don't think she can die. Can she?
I don't know. My brother told her that she was looking for a pet, and he said bears are cuddly and cute.
All right, that's going to be awesome. All right, so anything else about the port?
They say there's months of content awaiting there. So it'll be interesting to see how this expands and what they decide to use to bring out, or what content, rather, they try and bring out with this.
I'm hoping they connect.
I don't necessarily think it's a month's worth of content as opposed to, I mean, you can only do 15 voyages a day, so it's going to take weeks for you to be able to actually get to that content.
Exactly. And it also takes time to unlock certain ships because you have to upgrade buildings first in order to get your extra ship slots.
And it's going to take longer the more you fail.
Mm-hmm. This update feels kind of like dungeoneering. I mean, this could be the sailing
skill.
This could have been the sailing skill, just like dungeoneering, you know, is a skill. If you get what I'm saying here.
Well, it might have made a better skill than dungeoneering, really. Kind of.
That's almost 3 years in, we still feel that way.
I like dungeoneering. So I guess,
we're never going to see sailing.
Yeah, we will. We jump on the boat. We become our captain, and we say, guys, let's do this. It's like, screw the captains. I'm jumping on the ship. I'm taking over, and I am eating my guys.
Anywhere the wind is blowing.
So take me back to port.
I'm going to fight those flying turtles.
Great.
I'm kidding, those flying turtles.
Yeah, so overall, I think the port system is great. definitely nice to have some high-level skilling content once in a while.
If you don't actually use the skills to help you.
Yeah, that's true. One thing that's annoying about it is the interface.
Really? How so?
It's just built for fixed screen. In an era when we've had the RuneScape resizable for so long, it doesn't feel right to be blacking out such a large portion of the screen. I mean, I think it's absolutely time that we kill off the fixed window, and then you could really have an immersive port experience with that. It's also kind of annoying how it does the panning for you without your consent. Like, it pans all over the place and whatnot. So
it's because you're leaning on the arrow keys.
Well, no. Even if you just, like, clicked between the different buildings and close your ship, it does some weird camera effect. In my view, that's really not necessary.
That's actually because your character is teleported around. Whenever he goes to, say, upgrade a building or a ship or whatever, your character actually teleports there.
And my question is, why?
Why not?
So they can load it, I guess.
I don't know.
It's like how your character loads up a house when he enters it for the first time. He teleports all over the place just to load everything up.
Maybe that's needed. Because let's remember that this whole area is instanced and things can change as you're there. So maybe it's a bit like construction in that regard.
I think they should really make construction part of it because you are upgrading stuff. You have to pay people to
build
it. But
or you do it yourself and it doesn't cost as much, like the Baros equipment, fixing Baros equipment.
But you know what? I really do love this little update. It's my little thing that keeps like, oh my god, I have to come back into the game now in order to do the ships.
Yeah, I hate Jax for that because
it's keeping me on my toes.
I mean, for me, it's a choice. Do I go do Slayer or Baros, or do I go manage my port? Because, I mean, like I was saying, it's just so hard to go on a Barrows run or something, come all the way back to Port Sarum, go back, that sort of thing. I mean, what if they added something to the magic spell book so you just immediately went there? I think that would help.
But I think they might add some more upgrades in the future, and just, you know, we get higher. I mean, you're supposed to have the port management later on. I'm guessing if you start getting scrolls and everything, it would start doing it. But, yeah.
Also, did you guys look in the logbook?
A little bit.
It says Captain's Log, Rune Date, 4937.34 or something.
This update is full of references. I'm serious. This update is full of references.
Shut up, Meg. Oh, wait, wrong guy.
Meg wrong Whitman? Gender.
No, you'll never get it, Shane. You have to actually watch cartoons.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do that.
It's a Family Guy reference, Shane.
Why did you ruin
definitely
it for him?
Not, then.
Well, surely, Shane, you've seen Family Guy, right?
No.
What?
No.
Unacceptable. I've lost all respect for you. I'm kidding.
Oh,
you have respect for him? Wow. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I had respect for him.
Well, that's interesting coming from Alex, seeing he's the second longest person I've known on this website.
Who's the third?
What?
Who's the third?
Pika.
Who? I'm kidding.
Okay, good. All right, so PlayerUnknown Ports, very happy about this update, I think, it seems. We don't exactly know what we're going to get later on, do we? Like, what kind of course, besides the Rocktail soup?
Lots of room for improvement.
Well, like, I don't know. We'll see what happens. They're supposed to keep adding new stuff to it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting my Lady Lumbridge back.
Yeah, Lady bastards. Lumbridge?
Clarence.
Yeah. Remember? Dragon Slayer quest. You got your own boat.
Oh, right.
Bastard still says it was not mine, even though it was my ship, and he just painted over the name, but I can't do anything because the custom officials are stupid and drunk.
Well, that's why you blow it up.
I can't blow it up. I don't have that guy's special crossbow that can blow up a keg of gunpowder.
Oh.
Okay.
Do the Regicide quest, you have like you get like a barrel of napalm.
Yeah, we're definitely few centuries too early for that. Just looking at the list of armors you can get, some of them require 300,000, 600,000 gold to repair, 1.2 million, and they degrade in 10 to 12 hours.
What?
What?
Yeah, yeah. Here, look at this.
What?
Wow.
Hang on. Link incoming.
Wait
right.
For it.
There you go. Have a look at that. So, for instance, the Superior Tetsu armor requires 90 smithing and 40 plates. Gives you 10,000 XP. And this is the repair cost for someone at 99 smithing.
What kind of... Oh, I see.
Yeah, oh, these are...
Sparrows lost, last.
Is that a jar of sap? Make a hood out of a jar of sap.
Yeah. It's the liqueur.
I got
make a hood out of sap.
No. Shane, it's not a liqueur. It's a lacquer.
Oh.
You make a hood out of booze.
A liqueur. Yeah, exactly. Liqueur is a strong alcoholic drink.
Well, if you drink enough of it, you won't feel all the shots that are going into your head.
The subtle differences. It's Benelling, right?
Oh, God. Not that again.
Okay, so let's move on to the next one. I think we've killed this update to
death
already.
Well, no, there's also things that require fletching.
Oh, yeah, the scrimshaws?
Yeah, the scrimshaws.
Oh, yeah. And they degrade.
Yeah. And... gives you 4,000 fletching XP.
Well,
adds 2.5 to the melee crit chance. Not bad.
Vampirism looks pretty good.
Where is that one?
It's kind of right in the middle there. Scrimshaw of Vampirism. It basically sucks up health. Turns every weapon into the Cerudom and Godsword.
Nice.
Now, that's probably the first time that someone's ever said that. Vampirism looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You suck up other people's blood and then you become younger.
Yeah.
Like my life force now, sucka.
Okay.
I got to start managing the port more. I fell off after Wednesday.
You fell off the port?
Oh. Yeah. And I went back to Barrows after one of my Torva gloves sold. So I thought, got 50 mil in now. We can take a few days off.
Lucky bastard.
All right.
Well, we'll talk more about that after.
Oh, God.
All right. Tweaks and fixes for the week. Player owned ports, done. So this week in tweaks and fixes, Solomon's store has cosmetic outfits for seafaring.
Okay. We also have the Zemmerek spears now held correctly when in combat. Maybe they're holding it backwards, I don't know. But one little piece of good news is pig axes are now considered crushing weapons instead of stabbing to help players kill the Torgzorko creatures.
Right, we were questioning that last week. Why is a pickaxe stab?
Well, because, you know, technically, if you look at it, it is an impalement.
Yeah.
It's pointy at the end.
That's how you mine. I mean, you don't mine with a sledgehammer. You mine with a pickaxe. You use the point for the point of contact.
Uh-huh. So would you say that's a stab or a crush?
It really should be a stab, I think.
I think it should be both, because you could do both with it, right? Like, you could stab with a pickaxe, but you can also turn it on its side and hit it kind of like a sledgehammer.
And then, right? But the thing is, also, when you use a pickaxe on a piece of raw, it crushes it. But then it's a stab weapon. If you look at what happened to Leon Trotsky, he got a pickaxe in the head.
It doesn't crush the rock, it breaks it apart.
But the rock is crushed after.
Well, not really. I mean, when you swing a pickaxe, it'll crack.
Are we seriously going to talk about rocks now? Come on.
It's interesting.
Move on. Durok, let's see. Durok's dead effect has been lowered.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Yeah, Durok said
we've added studded leather boots and gloves to the crafting interface. Let's see.
Can we go back to the Durok's one for a second?
The Durok's effect has been nerfed.
Yeah. Because that thing was apparently 10 mil street before. I don't know what it'll be now.
It rose, yeah. But now it's not going to rise no more. It's Jagex's way of saying suckers.
Yeah, because people were finishing Abyssal Demon tasks and getting 300k per task.
They were doing what?
They were doing Abyssal Demon tasks with Darox and getting 300k per task.
They were also abusing the Brink of Extinction quest.
What was with that?
When I was doing the quest, there was somebody there with full Darox, and he's saying, you should get full Darox because this is really, really good against the final boss.
Right. Right. Because it Crush. Right? And as you lower your health, you do more damage. Hmm.
And in that quest, it's very, very easy to get low health.
Yep. Yep. Hmm. All right. Anything else?
Here's an interesting one. Blue Dragonhide trimmed and gold sets are now free to play.
Oh.
So
that makes sense, because the melee ones have always been free to play.
Really?
They were?
What?
Yeah, they were members.
Like only get by members.
Okay. Does that mean
they can get clue scrolls then?
No.
Nope.
Oh.
So it's still members only. We did get those.
So anyway, the only way for free players to get them is for members to bring them in. So that's going to sort of create a market by itself, won't it?
Yeah, that's good. Because, you know, you always see free to play people running around in god armor and trim armor and whatnot.
Yeah, why not?
And let's see, the requirements for the Granite Mace is now being corrected on the Grand Exchange. Earners now require the correct rune to complete them.
What's this one? The Culinaromancer's Gloves 9 no longer change stats when Dragonbone Upgrade Kit is applied to it. What's that?
I think that's a cosmetic from one of the clue scrolls.
You do it to the number 10.
You could change the gloves 10. To look different with a clue scroll reward that you got.
You can do that with number 10?
I think so. I don't know. I never tried that.
It's weird.
Well,
maybe because number 9 is the dragon one, so maybe it only happens to dragon-colored items, I guess.
Oh, yes. You are entirely right on that. Because 9 is dragon.
They really should just call them dragon gloves, for gosh sakes, not call them aromancers.
Yep. I agree.
Call them the Burrows gloves.
Yeah. The Zanaris agility shortcut now deals the appropriate damage if failed.
What
the
it used to do?
Engineering door almost killed me this week.
What?
A dungeoneering door almost killed me this week. I put my back out 3 times. Anyways. I don't think there's anything else we need on the tweaks and fixes.
Don't see anything. We're mentioning.
No, I looked through. I was trying to find something funny to say, but there's really nothing funny in there this time around.
Players can now place their cannon in the middle of the Chaophyte Guardian dungeon without being told there isn't enough space to set up there.
But nobody uses cannons anymore ever since Magic has been like, oh my god, tsunami!
Tsunami! Okay, we had somebody players that said no they don't like it when you do that.
Players can no longer stand inside the Alcarid bank flagpoles.
I like my poles.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's enough of that. Moving on.
Moving.
Squeal of Fortune. Yelp's treasure chest.
That goblin or imp or what the heck is
that
guy?
Some half and half thing. So triple coins.
Yep.
It'd be nice if I get this 600 mil.
Yep.
But I don't think I will, as I've already expended my luck for the month.
Yep.
But if anybody wants to engage in a business proposition that involves sharing some of these coins, contact me.
How would that go?
50 million GP, and you're asking for more.
Why not?
I only have 5 million.
Well, here's what, Alex. If you get the 600 mil this weekend, we'll split it half and half, and then we'll work on something so we can take over the world.
All right. And what if you get the 600 mil?
I'll give you half as well. And then no taking over the world, but you can use it for whatever you want.
All right.
Hey,
sure,
Alex,
sounds good.
Just one little thing. Before you do the squeals, you may want Shane to bless it first. Bless your left clicker.
My left click. I'm using a trackpad, actually.
All right. Bless thy mouse. Have him bless thy mouse and dip in the holy water before you start spinning it.
It's a trackpad. You can't dip it unless you put the whole laptop in water, and then it'll explode.
Sprinkle it with a little bit of holy water. You know, and Shane's idea is we Shane spit.
Shane spits holy water.
In a few years, when Shane has taken over the world, historians will look back onto this podcast and say, this is where that idea first came about.
That's right. It all started with a game and 600 million in virtual currency.
And I'll be dead.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I would.
The Book of Faces is now unlocked. Jagex got 1 million likes on Facebook.
The Book of Faces. I see what they did there.
Now you can wear a book on your face. Awesome. That's what I've always wanted to do in RuneScape.
That looks so terrible.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your face. No more time.
See, I don't even wear the 200 million thing because that looks stupid.
Yeah.
Now but if you can combine the two, that actually might be pretty cool.
So congratulations.
Yep, 1 million likes on Facebook.
Because not many people can get to that many likes on Facebook.
They've got 200 million accounts and only 1 million of them like them.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I bet most of those people who liked it are bots anyway.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
Player's Gallery 39, The Evolution of Combat, so a whole bunch of interesting things here, specifically related to EOC updates.
Mm-hmm.
So, does anybody have any favorites?
I haven't seen these yet. Let me look.
Oops.
That guy killed a really big chicken.
That guy killed a really big chicken?
So it looks like.
I like the Dagonoth Kings one and the fire breathing. The only thing I don't like about the Dagonoth Kings one is the bevel on the DKS text.
Fire breathing looks really cool.
Yeah, because you can actually breathe fire now.
Halitosis.
What?
Did you know that halitosis doesn't actually exist?
Close enough.
There's bad breath, but there's no halitosis. It's a
ploy got ketone breath. Listerine
to get people to buy Listerine by telling people they had a breath disease.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
And you never will. Let's see.
It's a fun.
I don't know. I like just me. Or do they not look nearly as good as some of the other ones that have been done? I don't know. It's just me.
I don't know.
They pick 10 random ones. They give mercy kills to the people who don't look good, but they probably put in a whole ton of effort into them anyways.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if they put in just the best, then it's going to discourage everybody else from trying it. They're only going to have select pictures for maybe 10 guys.
Yeah, so you need to have some honorable mentions. Yeah, I prefer the DKS ones.
Okay.
Dagonoth Kings are pretty cool, yeah.
Yep. All right.
So this guy's got a Ceridum and Godsword, it looks like.
Or which one is that?
That's a Staff of Light, never mind. It's the Staff of Light and the guy who killed the really big chicken with the Staff of Light.
Which number?
Number, the first one.
Oh, okay.
The one that apparently won.
Hmm.
Like, does he win anything, I wonder?
You know, it looks like this was done in MS Paint.
Probably was.
Maybe.
Wouldn't be surprised. They probably have like a speed run of it done, put on YouTube or something.
All right.
Okay, moving on. Next one.
Yep, go ahead.
Double Dungeoneering XP.
Yep.
Yay!
I'm going to be sitting this one out. I don't really feel like going Dungeoneering this weekend.
I do.
You do.
No, I don't.
I do.
I'll do 3 floors.
Only 3?
Yeah.
I'm going to grab as much as I can. Shoot.
See, I don't feel the need to do this anymore because I already got 80 Dungeoneering and I can get easily 140k XP a week just by doing the daily challenges if 2 of those come up every week. Then I also got 2 Tears of Guthix because it's my lowest skill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not too concerned about it, but I'm sure everyone else is happy about it because you also get double tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, Shane? I got 4 pendants for Dungeoneering ready to go.
Oh, good.
Two are the super, the prize one, and two small ones. I already used the one on the small ones already. So cool. it's gonna be a crazy Dungeoneering weekend.
All right.
0 to 99 in 3 minutes.
I wish it was that easy.
Don't we all?
So next up, some Christmas community stuff. There's a community Christmas video, and they say there's a whole queue of JMods wanting to take part in this. So if you are interested in getting involved, send your video to video@jagex.com. I assume they want a YouTube link or something. And then it's just wishing everybody else in Gielinor a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
You know, this was actually a community video idea created by the person called We'll Miss It, and Jagex is actually taking it on themselves. So you have until the 20th in order to do that.
Okay.
Your video won't be longer than 20 seconds. It doesn't say if they want a YouTube video or not, but...
So they just want like a regular video, and then I guess you submit it in.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird for them. So
they actually send it by email. So they got video@jagex.com. You actually send in the file.
Yeah, it'd be pretty big to send in a big one. So I think it'd probably be best to just upload it somewhere. Or,
maximum length is 20 seconds. So
yeah,
it would probably be a pretty small movie.
Yeah, because they also say you can use your smartphone too to do that. So that's good. So also on the Christmas trend, next Friday they're doing a live stream, and they're going to be the J-Mods are going to be quizzed based on what the communities think. So essentially what they're doing is they got a bunch of questions here where you'll be asked about, oh, what's going on here? And the J-Mods are going to have to guess to see what the general thought of the entire community is. So you can just click on the link in their news posting and fill it out. One of the questions, for example, what are your top three favorite updates? What is your favorite skill? Would you rather see a trolling skill or a sailing skill?
Take a wild guess as to how many people vote for trolling.
Yeah, but that's the way it is. So
maybe I bet you if 4chan had their way, that would be they'll pick something else.
Oh God!
Maybe level 130.
So definitely, fill out the survey, and we actually have an announcement of ourselves for next Friday at the end of the show.
Oh.
So maybe we'll be chaining directly into that.
That's good. I wonder what that is.
And finally, BTS Video 31, Stray in a Manger, preview of the Christmas update for the year. I'm very happy about this because those of us with the Santa hat and Santa suit already will finally be getting an actual bag that we can lug over our shoulder.
Awesome.
So we don't need to use the bone sack anymore.
Hmm.
Bone sack.
Well, no, this one's Christmas for dogs, right? So wouldn't you want to have a bone sack on?
I don't know. Personally, I'm not that enthused about building dog houses for Christmas because I just don't. I mean, I think there are more Christmassy things that could be done, but I do give Jagex credit for posting video that there will be Christmas trees actually posted around in all the various cities and actually using that word in their news posting, since there are other companies and whatnot who would be terrified of using that word.
I like the idea of building dog houses for the stray dogs.
I don't know. It just doesn't feel right to me.
How doesn't feel right? Like, what would you rather they have done?
I'd rather we see something, like I was saying last week, on the par of, I think it was 2005 or 2006, with the Big Tree in Varrock and the Toy Workshops. I'd like to see something like that.
Oh, the Toy Workshop, I miss that.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but we'll see when it comes out. And it's also worth noting that the imp, the Christmas imp, now has a voice. So let me just see if I can play a bit of that right now. Find where the imp is.
I don't like this new voice.
Christmas, and you're going to give them that home.
You're going to give them that home. Or die trying.
From player to player, and unwrap it.
Unwrap the house, put it down on the ground there, lease out the land, and charge them rent.
We're going to have a cockney imp for you to talk to.
I get to deliver presents to all the pets.
Oh my god. French fleas all.
Oh dear.
Santa's elves, ladies and gentlemen.
And now this is the French flea.
So going to be voiced.
It is not the last you'll hear of, Monsieur Flea.
There are no requirements to start.
Was that an American?
That was a French like a flea.
No, listen to me. Was that an American trying to sound like an Englishman who's trying to sound like a Frenchman?
Where did
that actually sounds French pretty accurate to me. That's what I thought it was too. Sounds like a stereotypical French accent rather than an actual French accent.
Yes. I guess I couldn't even get a Canadian in there to do the voice.
Yeah.
Or just hop across the border.
Watch, we'll have a Canadian voicing the moose.
That'd be.
Alrighty. So I think that's it for RS updates this week. I'm going to move on to our short selection of questions this week now.
Alrighty.
All right. We got an audio question this week from Uncle Dano that is celebrating his great achievement.
What achievement? What did he do?
A iron plate body, and that should level me up. Here we go, guys. Last one of the night, number 12. Ta-da! 12 out of 12, guys. Woo! Got them all. All right.
Hello, hosts. Uncle Dano here. First and foremost, before I get to my question, I wanted to personally thank all of the members of the RSBNB community who showed up to my special celebration this week, as well as those members who were unfortunately not able to attend but still sent me messages of congratulations. I felt truly honored. This event will certainly be perhaps the fondest memory I will ever have playing this game, and a large part of that is attributed to the involvement of the RSBNB community. So my question for all of you is, what is your personal all-time fondest memory playing this great game of RuneScape? Thank you once again, everyone, for making my event so special. Thank you, host, for taking my audio question. And I'm really looking forward to the Achievements of the Week segment of the show. Wishing you, as always, Godspeed, and another fine day in the scape to you all. Most sincerely, Uncle Dano.
All right, so favorite RuneScape achievements or favorite RuneScape memories?
That was a very monotonic speech.
Shane goes first.
Alex, do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Back in the time of RuneScape Classic, there was when you bought a cannon, you could set it up, and then it didn't matter whose cannon it was. You could actually pick up any cannon that's anywhere, so long as you had yours set up. So if it vanished and another player set up his cannon, you could just pick it right up, which I thought was kind of funny. Best part about it is that it says that when you try to pick up a cannon that you cannot pick up, it would say that the owner is too close nearby. And so it sort of gave you the illusion that you could pick it up if the owner logged out. And so sometimes you see people, they set up their cannon because it's the most expensive item in RuneScape at the time. And they'll say, for 50,000 coins, I'll log out. And so gullible people would pay him 50,000 coins and then he logs out. And of course, that won't work because the cannon just can't be picked up. It was a play on words there. But I think my favorite part of that was that I would actually just go walk over there because I had a cannon, I had it set up. I'll go yoink, and I just pick up the cannon and say, thank you, bye. And then he would freak out. I think that was perhaps one of my most favorite times in RuneScape Classic.
So you just went in there and picked it up? Or
I just went up to him. I picked up the cannon as he was trying to scam a bunch of people. I just went yoink, bye-bye, and then I just walked away, and the guy was freaking out. Because he didn't know you can reclaim the cannon. That's the thing. He didn't even know you could reclaim the cannon. He was freaking out.
That's funny.
Totally worth it. Alongside that, you could also do cannon parties where you set up your cannon, run back to Nelodion, reclaim the cannon, and set up. Just keep on setting up cannons. And at one point, I had 8 cannons set up in front of Falador, and I drew quite a crowd. And for
that.
A time, you're able to do that in RuneScape 2 as well, except you were a little bit more limited to where you could place them because they were 3x3 instead of only one square. But now you can't do that anymore. You set the cannon, but Nelodion will say that the cannon's already set up. It has to degrade before you can grab another one, so you can't do it anymore. Darn it, Jagex. It was my favorite thing to do. It was my thing because nobody else did it. I've got a whole ton of pictures, too.
Okay.
But that's my memory. That's my fond memory, and I miss it.
Top that!
Ow.
I won't, unfortunately. Mine deals with farming and just the general ability of learning the farming skill from the very beginning, and eventually that being the first true skill to work to 99 in, and that was the first 99 I got, and that was actually a fairly successful 99 party as well. So that's one of them, which was back in 2007. And, you know, before that, I think this is just kind of like a macro memory, I guess. You know, the feeling of when there's still a lot of content in front of you that's locked that you want to get to, and you think, oh, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting. I want to do that as well. When there used to be huge lists of that, I really used to like that to have the challenge to work towards unlocking everything like that. So, yeah, that's the second one.
Okay. Kala, your turn.
Well, I think there's probably two favorite memories. One was when we used to go out on the little staff PK trips.
Oh, and everyone, right.
Everyone would join in and go to the wilderness, even though none of us really knew how to PK very well. It was just a lot of fun. Sometimes we'd catch unsuspecting people, you know. And
I think we got a kill a couple of times, didn't we?
Yeah, and then we got chased off by clans, and you're like, who the hell is that? And since I actually knew who the clans were, then I'm like, oh, crap, it's them. Let's run, run, run! It's the time to go button.
Hey, I patented that, all right?
Time to go.
Hey, I patented that phrase. You're not allowed to use it without paying me royalty.
Oh, screw off, Chucky. I can say it whenever I want to. It's not happy birthday.
Yes, but it is being recorded, and if he does take it to court, he's going to have the evidence to back it up, so I would do what he says.
No, just because he says that he had patented it, which doesn't mean that he patented it. Anyhow, my second favorite memory was when we... I think I was with my clan at the time. We went out to the wilderness. We found some guy, some really rich RuneScape player who just didn't really feel like playing anymore. So he brought everything valuable with him, and like everyone got a piece of the pie there. Like it was millions upon millions of coins worth of stuff. And I think I ended up getting like a ton of law runes or something. That was my piece of the pie out of it. So I got a lot of magic XP out of that, but it was just so much fun, you know, trying to go with a clan, trying to have fun, you know. I organized a couple of clan wars with another clan, and we ended up winning that one, even though I got killed right off because I was the leader.
Yeah, that's but typically it was, what happens.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun, though, you know, just, you know, setting up with your friends and having fun.
Okay.
Trekkie, I believe it's your turn.
I don't know where to begin. Let's see. One of my favorite ones, though, I think that was back in Naruto's Classic. Some guy was having a drop party and said, you know, back in those days, drop party actually meant dropping stuff all over the ground. And, you know, it's like a mob because everybody, once that word got out, everybody came. Anyway, this one guy was saying, I just dropped a ton of law runes, tons of body runes here. Like, and I just got there. I'm literally walking in trying to get to the bank. And I say, like, what's going on here? Why's everybody running around? And then like, right as soon as he said that, you know, there's a bunch of body runes, it appeared right in front of me. I clicked on it. I was like, oh, shoot, I got it. It was 20,000 body runes. And at the time, that's a lot.
You still have them? Wow.
I used some of it. I don't know what I used it in, but I used some of it. And, my other little RuneScape moment was when I started the old thread, Dumbest Noob Conversations.
Oh, okay. You know,
way back when, back in the Stone Age, I got pretty famous for that one for a while.
Mr. J1, J2, J3.
And Shane, I did save that one where you did not spell my name right.
Okay. Thank you for that question, Uncle Dano. And yes, you will be hearing that later in the show. Next one's from Ranging God. Do you think player-owned ports will be used for microtransactions in the future? The feel of the whole things is a lot like the other online games that use microtransactions, so players can play more without having to wait.
I don't know what they would do with it, though. I mean, let's see. Player-owned houses. I mean, player-owned ports. Anyway, I don't think they will, because they really want to keep it toward the general, the Solomon store. I don't think they really would want to be going that route. I don't know. I mean, but I know they have a little money thing in there where you can buy stuff from the black market guy. So,
With that, I don't think they'll be doing that. And also, like they said in the past, they want to keep it solely to things that don't really influence the game that much. So it would make sense that they're not going to.
Mm-hmm. So basically they said anything we pay is for cosmetic purposes. So,
or that you'll already be able to get in the game, hence Wheel of Fortune spins through quests or doing achievements or whatever. I don't think so, but Ranging got a follow-up from this. What exactly made it feel like that there could be microtransactions around the corner? Because that might help a bit, too. Maybe you could win somebody on the Squeal of Fortune or something, like a captain or whatever, but I don't see what the point in that would be, because it would have to be something that wouldn't be as good as what you can already get. Because of what we've seen so far, everything that's coming looks pretty good as it is. So you wouldn't exactly need microtransactions to buff it up at all. You guys agree? Or?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think it's possible that they could do something with it, but...
But they're not going to.
They're probably not going to, though.
Yeah, and, you know, people say not to trust the CEO or ModMark, but the thing is that you have to remember that this is their livelihood, and they know what the general community feel is. They know what people sort of felt when the whole Squeal of Fortune thing came out. So I don't think they would go down that path unless they absolutely knew it was the right way to go. So.
I mean, their business, after all, their sole purpose of RuneScape is to make money.
Yeah, but
like,
still.
Sure, they want to provide an awesome game and stuff, but really, it all comes down to making money so that they can live for the next day.
Uh-huh. And the thing is, though, how much would you be able to do while still, you know, keeping making money and doing the microtransaction thing?
Let's see, with me, I don't think they would. I mean, they really want to keep it when the Soul Master, keep things cosmetic, putting in the player own houses. unless I'm playing, I keep saying houses should be ports. but what I would like them to do is really start connecting with construction, and, you know, you bring exotic goods to place around your house to show off your achievements.
Yeah, that would be good. Construction does need a bit of an update in that regard.
You know, totally. One of the things that I'm doing, the way I make up my house, is that I want to build a giant garden around my house. I don't care about anything else. I just want to build one thing, and that's a giant garden. And I'm working on it right now.
Nice.
So you're just going to have a bunch of garden rooms, or?
I have the whole house done. The only thing that's not done is the garden itself. I'm leveling myself up to, you know, to be able to make it all the formal gardening stuff.
Everybody's okay.
Pets. I don't want to bother with pets, but I don't really want pets. I don't really think I want pets. They're just so annoying. I hate those stupid cats.
Well, those are getting an update.
Yeah. Actually, I'm a little worried because, you know, if I leave my pets in my house, Dano's cat may come over and decide to have a little snack. I mean, he is right next door. I'm a little scared. I mean, I saw how many pets he had there. I'm like, oh my god, they were you know, pooping everywhere.
All right, so definitely not to the microtransactions. We got a bit off the beaten track there. Kali, you want to read the next one?
On the track?
Certainly will. This question is from 99 Aegis. I think that's how you pronounce that. If you were head of Jagex for one day, what would you do? What's one thing you would add and what's one thing you would remove from the game? The sky is the limit.
Alrighty.
Boss goes first.
Me first.
Mm-hmm.
I would bring back the annual rare holiday drop items and have them be tradable, I would bring those back.
Sure.
So I'd effectively keep the rare market going again. I mean, it's been 10 years since we last saw something like that. I think the player base is mature enough to handle something like that.
What about the fish mask?
Yeah, there you go. That's a perfect example. So, I mean, they're totally willing to do that. So I don't see why we can't bring that back for yearly holiday things. I mean, one item a year really isn't that much, is it?
No, of course not.
I haven't looked at first. Remove bots.
Yeah, there you go. That's one. But more realistically, I think I would probably remove some of the bad interfaces in the game, specifically the fixed game window.
Cutting out the Chinese slave worker.
What?
What?
Sweatshop labor, you know? They're not going to give them a big fancy computer to give them the computer from, you know, 20 years ago.
But you can use resizable on that.
Okay. So, Alex, what would you change?
Let's see. What would I change? Construction update. In fact, I want them to take the construction skill and revamp it so much that effectively it will delete our houses. Delete our houses, we get reimbursed with money and items for all the stuff that we spent that's currently set up, and I want them to pretty well just redo everything. So we have to rebuild our houses from scratch.
Right. Because construction itself is fairly limited in scope of what you can do. So I'm thinking you'd like a bigger construction thing, right?
Oh, yeah, much bigger.
Okay. And while we're on the subject of revamping things, another thing I'd do is I'd completely revamp smithing, much like the way Alex is talking about revamping construction.
Why smithing? Smithing's all right.
Level 99, rune plate bodies, useless.
Oh.
Yeah, there's just
that's
so
right,
much out
like,
there
you only
now.
Need 92 for a dragon plate body, but you need 99 for a rune plate body. It makes all the sense in the world.
Exactly.
Right.
And what would you remove?
So, I guess bring all those materials down to, like, I guess 10 levels each. So, runite plate body, you do it about 60 smithing, and then goes up from there.
Yeah, a whole grand rebalancing.
Sure. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
If I was head of Jaggers for a day, I would wring my hands, cackle with glee, and take over the world.
You do what? You do what with glee?
Cackle.
Cackle. Okay.
Just term for laugh.
All right. What would I do if I? Okay. First thing I would do, I'll get those people and finish off regicide.
What?
Okay. I'm gonna sit down and be like, okay, how many more quests in regicide series are we gonna do? For everyone they want to do, I give them a month to write the script. Then depending on how big they want to do it, maybe 2 or 3 months to do set 2 or 3 months to program it and all that kind of stuff. Maybe a month to, you know, fix all the bugs and then release it. They have to the end of 2013 to finish off this storyline. I am getting sick and tired of waiting. I will probably be married, have like 20 kids by the time this thing, stupid thing is done.
Oh boy.
Actually, I would never have 20 kids because I'll probably end up killing 19 of them. other thing that. Hey, if I killed one, I just make another one. Easy. Anyway.
My new kid, what a bad kid the old ones were. Keep him in line.
I don't think your children are Vordas.
You know, if I killed one, I save money on food. It was a win-win for me.
Okay, we're not advocating legalism here. Just so everyone knows that.
And what's the other thing I would do? Damn it, I completely forgot ever since Alex started doing this whole little thing.
All right. I have that effect on people.
Yes, damn Canadians.
Call me? What did you just call me? What the? Did you just call me?
Thank
you. We need a cannon blast there.
Damn Frenchman. Let's see. One thing I would remove. Oh, I remember one thing what I would give veteran Piedmont's more power. I think that, you know, if you've been a player mod for a long time, you kind of know or kind of an idea who may be bots or not, one just by the name. And, you know, one thing I would like to do is, like, give them the ability to put stuff to block people's path. Those who are small, who are real, really like, what's this thing doing here? And actually walk around. Those who are not real probably just end up standing there waiting to try and get to it. Kind of like how the barricades work.
Or better yet, just set the barricades completely surrounding the bot and then tell him that he has to either do a dance or something.
But you know, I would give veteran player mods a little more power to, you know, kick people and ban people instead of just being able to tell them to shut up. And
I think you're over your one. You're like three now.
Oh, only two. I said finish off Regicide and do the player mod.
Okay. Wait, it does say what one thing would you add?
So I'm head of Jagex for a day. You either do what I say or you're fired. I don't care.
Just for the day.
Ring hands, cackle with glee, take over world.
So he'll he'll be rehired tomorrow. Today you're suspended. There. You're suspended without pay. And you lost your RuneScape privileges for a week.
And 3 months probation.
Okay, so what would you like to remove? Now that we heard two of what you'd like to add.
Oh, wow. I'd like to remove.
Okay. I don't have one either. I got it. I want to remove all Jagex moderators who do not have a passion for making fun games. Who are not passionate about their work.
That's a lot of people.
Well, I think that'd be a requirement to actually work there.
Yeah. Passionate.
Oh, you might think, but who knows?
Well, I would make them. I know what I would do, and just to make on par with that, I'll make sure I'll say that if you want to keep your job, you have to beat me in a game of StarCraft 2.
What?
Oh wow.
Okay.
You actually want to lose a lot to keep your company. it's like, for the good of your company, you must lose.
No, anyone that beats me in StarCraft 2 would get a bonus. Huge pay raise.
Okay, Kala, what would you like to add or remove if you could?
Well, if I was the head of Jagex for a day, I'd probably want to release a quest that probably has nothing to do with RuneScape, but everything to do with just pop culture references. Just throw as many of them in there as you can.
We already got Captain Picard.
I want my
Yes,
Chewbacca.
But I mean everything, like every possible reference you could ever think of, and just somehow incorporate it into a quest. I think that would make my day.
Shane would not get like 99.9%.
I'd like a quest full of politicians.
Another small favor quest.
Oh, God.
Small favor. Yeah.
Another small favor quest made of references.
Yeah.
To boldly go where no one has gone before.
And then the sequel, a big favor.
And big favor quest. I want my Wookiee. That's what I want. I still want my Wookiee.
As for what I'd add, I'm not sure what I would add.
Two small favors.
Probably. I don't know. I can't think of anything that I'd add or remove, you know?
Make your own character canon.
I think maybe more character customization for, you know, what you'd look like, and maybe an updated...
because, you know, every character's got the same face, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So you could make your RuneScape thing looks like Arcanics Kedorsky.
Or you could make it look like whatever you want it to, right?
A full-on 3D sculpting program.
Yeah.
Oh, then I could actually make people that look like people I know.
Yes!
There we are.
Good idea. That was a fantastic idea. I like your ideas.
Now we're thinking. As for what I'd remove, not sure. I can't think of anything. At all.
All right. Well, with that being said, we're done with questions.
Oh, yeah, one more thing to 99 Aegis. The sky is not the limit. That's what your teacher tells you to make you feel significant. I'm sorry, I had to come that way.
Aim for the, you know, shoot for the moon. Even if you fail, you'll still be in the stars.
Totally.
I like that quote.
Or shoot for the moon. If you miss, you'll probably run out of air at some point. Because you'll miss the moon. Come back.
He'll probably crash the sun. And
Shane, I am not giving you CPR.
All right. So, audio questions for next week, everyone. Last regular show of 2012. So, let's make it count. Let's get some good audio questions in, and we look forward to hearing them. Send them the questions at rsbnb.com. Phone them in, 571-572-2632, or leave us a voicemail on Skype. Username.
Wait, what was that number? What was that
RSBNB
number?
RSBNB update.
Hmm. Yeah, all especially right. Since the world might end. You know, if you're saving up the question, you might as well just go for it.
No, we got it. I said that earlier, didn't I, Shane?
Yes, you did. But before that happens, tech news. The Steam Box is real.
What?
The Steam Box is coming in 2013 and will compete with next generation consoles.
Oh, that's not Asana.
No, the head of Valve, Gabe Newell, actually confirmed that Steam is they're working on a family-friendly PC that runs Steam. I mean, living room friendly. I'm not sure where family friendly came from.
Yeah, family friendly.
But that's because they got big picture mode and the reviews of it, and the uptake has been stronger than expected. So now they're working to get Steam for Linux out of beta, and they are going to be working on a Linux-based solution that will ship next year that you'll be able to play all sorts of Steam games on. That'll compete with, of course, the new Xbox, the new PlayStation, and the Wii U.
So we're going to have a fourth major console on the market.
Yes. And, you know, I hope it does well, just for the pure fact that PC gaming computers are much more powerful than consoles are, than the Xboxes of 6 years ago. And for some reason out there, people who play consoles, all the console fanboys, you know, still have this feeling that their console is the best thing since sliced bread, when really it's running seven-year-old technology.
Mm.
So.
But at the same time, there is nothing like turning on a Nintendo and playing Tetris all night long.
You might be able to do that on Steam as well.
It wouldn't be the same, though.
Why not?
Well, sure, they must have like awesome graphics and particle effects and 3D graphics and stuff, but Nintendo's Tetris was there for me. It was there when I needed it the most, and it's still there for me when I want it.
Well, you know, there's probably going to be something interesting happening, because they need to get people who make the games like Scrim and Mass Effect to make them compatible with Linux.
Good luck.
Yeah, or they could make it run Windows, but that would be more expensive, because then they'd have to pay for the licensing of the Windows operating system.
Or Microsoft could buy Linux.
I doubt that's going to happen. Also, the Oatmeal put up a graphic for this. They called it the Lovebox 360.
Oatmeal.
So what do you guys think of this?
Of the Lovebox or the Steambox?
The Steambox.
Okay, good. I like the idea, but at the same time, I feel like it's kind of unnecessary, because just about everybody in the world now has a computer, and Steam runs on just about any kind of system, so you really don't need to have a personalized system just to play games that you would already play anyways.
And also, let's remember that games like Team Fortress require very minimal graphics to be run successfully.
Yeah, and usually the best games are the ones that don't have that super cool graphics anyways.
Yeah, you're right on that. Hello?
I like the idea. I just don't know how well it will turn out, you know? It's
Well, we know it's not going to be a Pippin.
Pippin?
Apple's failed console of the 90s.
I think it would be kind of idea. I just hope they're, you know, going to release it and then have Half-Life 3 only being, you know, exclusive to that console, you know, just so you have to buy it. Though we've been waiting like 5 years for it, you know, or even something.
And remember, Valve releases just, when it's ready.
That would just be cruel, wouldn't it?
Oh, speaking
of that. So we
don't
have to worry about it coming out.
Back to the RuneScape for a minute, and this is kind of on the same track with Valve, but in the new area for the Grandmaster Quest, there are valves that you can look at, and when you right-click the examine info, it says Valve. Releases when it's ready.
Very true.
No way. I did not notice that.
I don't know. I've been wanting something like the Steam Box for years, and I've been saying that if a company's going to do this, it's going to be Valve. Because they have the connections, they have the infrastructure, and they could probably sell this very cheaply.
And darn it, they will do it.
Yeah, and let's also remember that Valve were the first ones that really made the whole online gaming through download thing really a success.
That's true too. It's a good thing they didn't take a patent on the idea, or else they would be rich. Anything else?
All right. Anything else on this one?
I think we're still missing an opinion from someone.
Trekkie?
Me.
Okay.
Indifferent.
Apathy. I'm still prefer buying a nice physical copy of a game. I like to be able to stack all my games up there on my, above my computer, like, yep, I bought that. Oh, I had that.
And the best thing about it is that when you get bored of them, you can sell them at a used video game store and you actually get money back. You can't really do that on Steam.
You know, we actually have an article about that from sometime last year, I think, about Duke Pukker and the secondhand games market.
Duke Pukker and the what?
Secondhand games market.
Huh.
All right. So we will look forward to that and the Xbox 720 and the PS4.
They really are called the 720?
Well, that's just the code name, I think.
I think they're going to call the 1080, because I think the 1080 sounds a lot better.
Yeah, and it'll run 1080p by default.
Yeah. The Xbox 1080, I mean, I can totally hear that. 720, I don't know.
I think I'd probably only ever get the Steam Box if I could play my Steam games on it.
Yeah, and that's the thing you'd need to have to make sure that all your games could be... could work with it, right?
So. Totally.
All right. So next up, Google Maps for iOS.
Yeah,
I heard about this one.
The most downloaded app when it first came out. I need to find that Tumblr page again. Let's see what new crazy things Apple has done.
Well, you know, that was for Apple Maps, not Google Maps. Google Maps is the same Google Maps that we've been using for ages that everyone likes. And, you know, it's interesting what they did with this because apparently the iOS user interface is better designed than the Google Maps Android interface, which is saying something. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just the first one to get the update, but definitely nice to see that Google was able to get this in the store. Given the App Store policies on duplicate functionality. Also, this brings turn-by-turn directions, which is something that Google Maps wasn't able to do before, but they're now actually able to. Also comes with traffic and a 3D-type Google Earth view if you have Google Earth installed, Street View. So it's fairly well-featured. And if you're a Google user and you like the way Google does their applications, you're going to want to install this on your iOS device. Mm-hmm. That being said, some people will still want to use Apple Maps because that's got a better interface with stuff like Siri and whatnot, since you can't interact with that with Google Maps. But still, you can do voice search and all that with Google Maps if your phone supports it. So the driving info is really nice in the turn-by-turn directions as well. So it's a very nice little map application, and it's about time they got it out.
Coolio.
That looks cool.
Yeah. And another Google story this week, the Zeitgeist for 2012 is out.
So what?
This is always fun to look at.
Why? Look up all the conspiracy theories?
Yeah, and all the searches and stuff. Like, for instance, the most searched Canadian politicians, Stephen Harper, Justin Trudeau, Vic Taze, Thomas Mulcair, and Peter McKay. And Nicola will be happy to know that Elizabeth May tops out at number 10 on that list.
If you go for Canadian sports teams, Vancouver Canucks are in third. Beating out the Montreal Canadiens. I'm sure your dad will be very happy about that.
And the top two are the Blue Jays and the Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
Except for Toronto's got more people in the
center of the universe, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. athletes, how to rock, how to love, how to shuffle, how to kiss, and how to YouTube.
What? They need a how-to to learn how to shuffle?
Number six is how to twerk.
What is a twerk?
Let's find out. Let's move this thing up to number four. Here we go.
Twerking and shuffling are two different types of dance, which are quite popular with the young kids these days.
I see.
I thought shuffle, like in shuffle cards.
No.
Yeah, me too.
Shuffle is like party rock anthem shuffle, you know. Every day we're shuffling. You know, that's
why do you need to learn that? I mean, I thought it's just a natural movement.
Pretty much, but some people don't know how to dance.
The first one in What is Love?
Baby
don't hurt me.
What is SOPA? I'm sorry, I missed that.
What is SOPA?
Anyway,
what is autism?
What is gluten? What is YOLO?
You only live once.
Is that yogurt? Oh.
I think you're thinking of Yoplait, not YOLO.
Same thing, right? You only live once.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, but lots of interesting things here, and you can tweak it for whichever country you'd like.
I like how searches number one is Pinterest, and then you got what is Pinterest as number eight.
Yeah.
You're not moving up to number seven. What is Pinterest?
Canadian food. Bacon, poutine, maple syrup, Yorkshire pudding, and bannock.
That is so stereotypical.
It's a virtual pin board, it says. It lets you organize and share all beautiful things you find on the web.
Kraft dinner isn't at number seven on that list. It's such a Canadian food.
For anyone wondering why we're going over the Canadian one, just because we have three Canadians on the show this week, from the looks of it, the U.S. one is kind of similar, but I think we prefer our Canadian ones instead. Just looking at the U.S. ones, the most searched images of the year are One Direction, Funny Pictures, Nicki Minaj, Justin Bieber, and Love. Hey, remember 2 years ago? That's when we first discovered Justin Bieber through the Zeitgeist.
Oh, God. I wish we had never discovered it. Yeah, I remember talking about him a lot at that time.
Yeah, well, this year he's still number one. Then we got Drake, Carly Rae Jepsen, Headley, and Deadmau5.
Deadmau5.
Oh.
Yeah. Deadmau5.
Okay.
Yeah.
That shows where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Bryan Adams.
Why, where's he?
Number 9.
Oh. Well, Nickelback is 6.
Yeah. Who the heck
Leonard
is Drake?
Cohen, 10?
Leonard Cohen. I haven't heard that name in a long time. And does he still even make music anymore?
I don't know. I thought he was a poet.
Oh, my God. Retail. Canadian Tire is beating Walmart. Yes!
Well, Canadian Tire is America now anyways, really.
I thought it was Canadian.
He's got the word Canadian. What more do you want?
All right, so that's the zeitgeist. As you can tell, there's lots here to explore. Explore the one for your own country. One more thing before we go. The world one. Top search was Whitney Houston, followed by Gangnam Style, then Hurricane Sandy. Worldwide images, One Direction, Selena Gomez, and iPhone 5. And then, All right.
Means Diablo 3's got that many.
Thank you, everyone. That's it for tech news. Moving on to the Skill of the Month update. The Skill of the Month is construction. We had a bit of a change in the second place standing here. Mm-hmm. One Stone Pwn is still winning, 3.2 million experience gained. New second place person is JSB Rules 2 with 1.97 million experience, displacing Priss at 1.92 million experience.
Mm-hmm. Jason's still coming up too.
Yeah, it looks like we're in a race for second right now.
How the heck did they get 1.5 million in one day? That's incredible.
I don't know. It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah,
so, half the month left. So just keep building those planks, and hopefully we see a lead change by the end of the year.
Hopefully? I mean, you don't want One Stone Pwn to win?
Well, no. I just want a healthy race here.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'll believe you.
All right. Are we ready for the achievements of the week?
Sure, let's hear it.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
All right. So we just rotate all the way through them. First up,
let's do it.
Uncle Dano, 99 construction on the 11th.
Jealous.
Uncle Dano, 99 cooking on December the 11th.
Uncle Dano, 99 crafting also on December 11th.
Uncle Dano, 99 farming, December 11th, 2012.
Uncle Dano, once again, 99 fire making, December 11th.
Uncle Dano, 99 fishing, December 11th, 2012.
Uncle Dano, 99 fletching, December 11th, 2012.
Mark Wahlberg, I misread that. Uncle Dano, 99 herb lore, December 11th.
Uncle Dano, 99 magic, December 11th.
Uncle Dano, 99 mining, December 11th.
Grandpa Dano, 99 smithing, December 11th.
Uncle Dano, 99 wood killing, December 11th.
and finally, to throw a bit of variation here, Dijon Azik, 99 defense on the 7th.
See, that's the Uncle Dano's second account, by the way.
Congratulations, everyone. New record, 1399s in 1 week.
Nice. Wait, you sure that's 13? One, two,
yeah,
three.
There's 12 plus 1.
Oh, you were counting him. Okay.
Yes.
Oh. I was just kidding. Congratulations, Jin Azek. I got 99 defense too, and it's an awesome feeling. I totally mispronounced your name. I apologize.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yes. Masaka instead of Maremska. Jeez.
Masaka.
Masaka. Funny.
All right, Alex, do you have a pick for us?
I did. Where did the link go?
Mm.
I killed it. No, it's over here. Hold on. Doopity doo doo. Anyway, this was an article that one of my coworkers sent to me, or sent to all of us. And it's basically an article depicting how to make the controls for a twin stick shooter, because you know on the iPad, right? But how it works is that you got the control stick on the left for moving around, control stick on the right for shooting in whichever direction. And this is basically a guide to showing pretty well a proven method of making the best layout for that. I thought it was kind of an interesting read because it showed all these different variations. They showed all these different game examples of how they do it and the flaws, pros and cons of each.
Right. And,
end of the article, they have basically the best possible layout for this. So if you ever want to make a game, an iOS game, then this is how you make the control sticks. This is how you set the controls.
This is perfect because it shows such a great representation of what interaction design can be on a tablet when you got such a blank slate to work with. Working from both the known existing analog sticks on all the game controllers we've been using to just how can we tweak this to be better given programming. So, yeah, definitely I'm going to be reading this. Thanks, Alex. Yeah.
So sure. Basically they just kind of copied off the Xbox controller.
Yeah, but there's also some tweaks into like how do you do a 3D spatial change on the iPad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, just turn the iPad around in your hands.
And, this would be interesting to see if Jagex would ever implement something like this for their tablet experience of RuneScape, because we know that's coming in the future. So,
exciting.
Interesting. Very good pick.
They're going to have a fixed screen too, aren't they?
Yeah, they have to, because it's a tablet.
Yeah, so, now you're not allowed to complain about that.
But at the very least, they can make it bigger. Please.
Make it bigger. Okay.
Yep.
There was something I wanted to say in regards to make it bigger, but I'm not going to say it.
Oh, I know exactly what you were thinking of the second Shane said it. But we're keeping this pretty PG right now, so let's just go on with next thing. We need your clips!
Yes, the clip show. We're coming up quick to the end of the year. And
we're running out of things to say.
Yeah. I have a feeling we'll be getting a couple of clips from this episode. I just have a feeling.
More than a feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night for a podcast.
Okay, so we do need your clip shows.
I get the feeling.
Yeah.
If you want to send us a clip,
go ahead.
Whenever these guys are done, you can just send it to bit.ly/2012clips with a capital C, bit.ly/2012clips. Just send them in and we'll see what you can do. And, just like with everything else, we gather our own, but it's always nice when somebody gathers a clip for us because it comes from you and it's a matter of what you thought should go in. And it doesn't have to be specifically something funny or a mistake. It can just be something that you feel should be relived again. Like, maybe should we relive the sea shanty again? Essentially, we're looking for the best of RSBNB update 2012.
Yeah, so if you remember hearing something that you like, just play it back here. Poking fun at Shane is what we do best. So the more you put in there, the barrier. That's my only skill in life, Shane. I could put on my resume in the future. Love poking fun at Shane 120888.
And the boss will read it and say, "Oh man, I've been there, bro. I've been there." And then you guys do a bro fist, and then he hires you on the spot.
Like, hell yeah, dog.
All right. With that news, we have decided that for the last show of 2012, we are going to be doing a live show next week.
Does that mean
your
video?
Eyes open on the forums for information about what time that will be at and listening information. It'll be through the Mumble server, but we're just not sure when yet. So, as I said, audio questions, good. Last show of the year, live show, good. Christmas update, good. So, already looking good for next week. Just need a few questions.
Can I send a video question? Please?
You could, but people would only hear the audio.
Yeah, actually, that's fine.
Okay.
I just want to send a video question.
Go for it.
Post it on YouTube. We'll link it to it.
What have we been up to?
working.
Shane goes first.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, fine. Well,
I don't want to go first. It's fine. God.
No, I'm fine with going
don't
first.
Don't make it so dramatic.
God. How about first last time? You go.
This week
Trey
I
said,
did.
Don't make it so dramatic, even though he says it really dramatically.
This week I sold one of my Torva gloves that I got from the next event. 40 million on the exchange, which apparently is a good price given the fact they're going down, so I'm happy about that. I also did some Barrows runs. I'm attempting to get an Arms wand just because they won't buy in the exchange. I'm also attempting to get any piece of Darok that I can because those are just worth so much. So I know I said I'd be doing Slayer once EOC came out, but I feel that I need an Arms wand to do certain tasks effectively. I have a Batwing wand right now, and it's okay, but I just like something better. So yeah, that's what I've been up to. And of course, I've been checking on my ships, the Enterprise and the White Rook. I mean, White Knight.
White Rook.
Funny.
Okay. Mr. Alex?
Me? Basically working, playing RuneScape in between sometimes. My brother and his friend want to make a game, and they want me to program, and so I say, okay, I'll program, but I need some content. And of course my brother's the graphics designer and his friend is the voice actor, and of course neither of them have provided me with any content to work with, so I'm basically shooting dark.
That's always fun.
Always. Other than that, working out 3 times a week, kung fu. Yep. Lots of that. I could say the word kung fu and guarantee somebody's going to go hua without knowing what it means.
So true.
Because Bruce Lee canoned it. Bruce Lee is the voice of kung fu.
Yeah,
it's funny, it's like three quarters of the time it's not even his voice. Mm.
Okay.
Other than that, just being me, I guess. Standing around, looking at the wall.
Poor guy.
Gets a lot more. Gets more fun the longer you do it. I mean, you start seeing stuff. It's actually quite entertaining. Save on cable.
All right.
Now I'm worried
Colin,
about
what
him.
What you been up to this week?
Well, I've been doing my final exams this week. I'm finally finished, so I'm quite happy about that. Other than that, going to work and what else have I been doing? Not a whole heck of a lot, really.
Making jokes,
yeah. Yes, I'm convinced that my sense of humor is getting a bit better because I used to make, like in high school, I'd make all these bad jokes and they would never be funny. But now suddenly they're funny, so I don't know.
Yar.
You made my
They're
neck
funny.
Hurt.
People make nervous chuckles. That means it's funny.
Yeah, I make Shane laugh more regularly now, but I... Whereas before when I used to tell you a joke, you wouldn't understand it, so I'd have to explain it to you, but now you actually laugh, so I think I'm improving a little bit.
I'm envious. I can't make him laugh at all.
Wow.
It takes a lot of work. You also have to be very fast. You have to be very quick thinking.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the tip. I will remember that one.
You're welcome.
And finally, Trekkie.
I spent most of my downtime when I could doing construction. I say this, Shane. Festive aura plus a construction pendant. Plus the sacred clay equals like, oh my god, I just saved
you know,
myself so much money.
For a second there, I thought when you were going to say plus the sacred clay, I thought that was going to come out as cigarette.
Cigarette. Yeah, that would improve your construction ability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. But I got to say, I was like, oh my god, I'm saving so much money by switching to Geico moment.
How much experience are you getting per plank?
I was doing oak doors. I was getting 3,000 per door for the dungeon door.
Oh, it's nice. Like 8 planks. Yeah, nice.
So it's like, ooh, wow, okay. So it got me from 79 to 82 right now, and I didn't use my out of clay hammer, so I can't do it right now because people there are really stupid right now. Did my Citadel, got all my skills to 80, finally. The rest I spent doing agility and finish up some last minute projects for school, and that was it. You know? And hanged out with my friends, had a great night.
Nice. Hanged out.
Hung. You hung out with your friends, then you hung your friends.
All right. On that morbid note, I think it's time that we wrap this edition up. So thank you.
Oh, wait,
Alex,
we were recording?
Cola. Yes, yes.
Oh, shoot. Can we start over?
Thank you, Alex and Cola, for joining us this week.
Always a pleasure.
Yep. And remember to check out Alex's articles on RSB and the Informer. I just got the notification while we were doing this that we need to proofread yours and put your December article up.
Oh, thank you.
And, of course, it'll probably be you, Kala, who will be doing that.
Okay.
Don't worry, I kept it short. It's only 9 pages.
Yeah, but a short Alex article is like 5,000 words.
I kept this one limited. I remember that there was a limit, and if I submitted anything longer than 4, then my head would be rolling.
You know, I think you're the only Informer writer that's ever actually gone over the limit. Maybe Shane a couple of times, but...
it was a fun article. I had to split up that article into 5 parts, I remember.
Oh, my. All right. Well, see you next week, everyone. Remember to send in questions for that live show.
See you guys. Take care, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not like I care. Kidding.
Ooh, burned.
Stay safe out there.